What a Monday Night Football game. Welcome back to the show. It is the Rookie Card Investor. Just kind of sharing my two cents on what I'm seeing in the hobby right now and some tips and tricks so you don't make the same mistakes I do. Today we're going to be talking about what cards are being graded at PSA, a brief sports card market kind of opinion, and then lastly, I'm going to touch on some posts that I saw trending on Instagram about people pumping sports cards, influencers pumping sports cards. Gary V, sports card investor, and all these other larger people in the business when they just write blogs and do things that other people do as well. So here we go. We're going to start off with what cards are being graded. What's interesting to me is there was a recent interview from one of the lead operations people at PSA, and they said they wanted to get down to 45,000 cards. Their goal is to grade 45,000 cards a day or a week. I'm forgetting right now. I did not write it down when I saw the clip on Instagram. They're at 42 right now, 42,000. That's pretty good. The thing that's weird is right now a lot. So like all of the top 10 basketball players in the last 10 days, they were all base cards. 8 out of 10 of baseball are base cards. And these are just Herbert, Burrow, Tua, Mahomes. And these are all cards that the Tua cards are hurting. The Silver Prism is down $600. So if you're spending $20, you could still probably make a couple dollars on the Mosaic base, which are the number 2 and 3 graded product for football. And for baseball, it's Luis Robert, Tatis, Bichette, Lewis, Jordan Alvarez, Mike Trout. So it's funny that people are even grading Mike Trout just base cards, top sliding, top chrome 2014 card for Mike Trout. But anywho, grading. I mean, it's going to be really interesting to see what happens with grading. I think SGC has a real chance to knock off Beckett. It's going to take time. It's not going to happen overnight. But I was looking at the Anthony Edwards pop count. It's a 42 or 43% gem rate on PSA. It's only 16% right now, and there's a small sample size. And also, we know how tough some of the quality control was with Panini right now. So Anthony Edwards, the PSA 10s are going, or the SGC 10s are going for anywhere from 150 to, I've seen, up to like 225. I mean, if you buy that card for 30, grade it for 30, you're making money. That's the kind of way to be tricky right now. If you hate SGC, there's definitely money to be made with SGC, sell it through their Facebook group, whatever. If you're putting it on eBay, I beg you, do not do auctions. There's so much less demand for these things. Considerably less demand of people that haven't even given SGC a chance yet, that hopefully will. The net new buyers, I would love to know what their new customer acquisition looks like, or eBay's new SGC buyer acquisition looks like. Not that it matters to them, but I see people get crushed all the time. I've gotten crushed on auctions. Just do buy it now. It's going to sit there for a little bit. Take it to the card show. Take it to trade nights. Try to move it. People like graded stuff. It's less subjective. It's easier to move. Grade the cards if you would like to. A lot of base stuff still in there from last year. It would be really funny if PSA would be like, hey guys, do you just want your cards back? Do you even want to grade this? Because I think there's a lot of people that would say, yeah, I mean, I'm going to have one of 15,000 Bo Bichette Topps base card 78. Just send it back to me. I'll take my money. They wouldn't do that. That's bad business. The other thing was, I made a TikTok on this earlier this week. They're only looking for two graders on their Collectors Universe site right now. Granted, you have to pay to list jobs on LinkedIn, but I thought it'd be way more. And this is what I think. This is my two cents for 30 seconds. Why not just start an apprenticeship program out of college? You can be a card grader. They're obviously not grading as hard as SGC. That's my opinion. And we know that a lot of the grades don't make sense. People resub, people send back nines, get tens. It's a highly subjective business. What's one more 23-year-old going to do? Sports cards are booming right now. People want to come work there. Apprenticeship program. Have 100 kids. Maybe 50 of them make it. You got to pass a card grading test. I don't know. I think they can do more. They can buy out more. They can buy, I mean, with all the commercial real estate up for grabs right now, go buy some stuff. That's just my opinion. I mean, you can just set up little hubs. Set up hubs in all the big cities. Have apprenticeship programs and go nuts. Great cards. But again, a lot of base cards, a lot of trading cards. Trading cards was the top slot this week, along with basketball, baseball, then football, soccer, and then hockey. I think a lot of people, including myself, are sleeping on soccer. I just have no knowledge of it. But World Cup, there's going to be a lot of hype in that aspect. The second thing I want to talk about was just the card market in general. And a lot of people will make videos on YouTube because they perform well and the headlines are good. But I think the sports card market is stable. It's not really going up. It's not really going down. There's cards that are really increasing. There's cards that are really going down. But, I mean, we're not seeing an influx of stuff because there's just less graded cards of some of the new players. And if you look at the eBay trends over the last, over the last day, baseball's up 0.3%. Football is down 2%. Soccer is down 2%. Hockey is down 0.68%. Pokemon's up 1.2%. Basketball's down 3%. It's a Monday. This was updated one day ago. It's Tuesday. This is the data from Alt. No, I do not have their Chrome extension plugged in, but they're basically pulling all of this from eBay. So I still use it for a great data tool just on the fly. I think it's really stable with the Dallas Card Show, with Vegas, with all these shows. And there was a local show in Minneapolis this season, this weekend. I just didn't get to it. I was at a wedding. But with all this stuff not going on eBay, we're not seeing the big sales really happen in person. We're seeing more things go off the books so people don't have to pay taxes and deal with that aspect of things. So I'm not concerned with the sports card market at all. I mean, if anything, we're going to get another huge boom in 2025. We might see another huge spike. We might see another huge decline. But I'm not concerned with the sports card market at all right now. It's probably the most stable it's been in absolute months. We're seeing probably less volume on eBay. They're just not going to hit their numbers from what they had in the first two quarters with all the new shows and everything like that. The National, another big show in Chicago in a couple of weeks. So I think the sports card market is in a really good spot. There's so much confusion going on right now. We got football, middle of the football season. A lot of teams are done, whatever. You can definitely grab some cards if you're, there's a lot of distraction. We got hockey, we got basketball, we got soccer. There's less hype around any individual sport right now. I can't even think of the most hype stuff. We've had a lot of negative things in the news in relation to sports. So there's definitely a lot of good deals to be had out there if you're doing your homework and having some fun with it. Lastly, this is kind of going to be a rant. So I saw I've talked about this account. They're very helpful, very large Twitter account. We probably all follow them. I think they do more harm than good. But people have been posting about Gary Vee's recent thing, like, look at Uno cards. And I was quizzing this account and reached out to him via DMs. And it was apparent, in my opinion, that they had no idea what VFriends is and what VFriends 1.0 is and VFriends 2.0 is. I don't do a lot of content around it, but I'm also very deep in the NFT game. So I feel like I have definitely more than enough knowledge to speak on. And from a financial aspect, I have 10x in NFTs than I have in sports cards. I do sports cards because I purely love them. I definitely get more aggressive money-wise with NFTs. So it's just apparent that people are like, don't sleep on Uno because Gary Vee did this thing with his next book. So say you buy 12 books, you're going to get one NFT. This is going to be roughly like VFriends 1.5 in his collection. So a lot of people think it's going to be like a trading card game or some sort of thing to use to upgrade your current VFriend. Yada, yada, yada. If you haven't seen what VFriends are, just go on OpenSea and type in VFriends. They're Gary Vee's conference ticket. You get to go to this conference for 3 years in a row if you possess this NFT. And then other people were talking, I just can't get my head wrapped around the Gary Vee pumps and dumps sports cards. So let's put this into perspective. One of his biggest focuses right now is on VFriends, and that's his NFT project. And him and his team get 10% of all sales. So let's look at November 8th. They sold 14 Ethereum worth of sales. So let's go 14 times 4,500. That's $63,000. So there's $6,300 right there for his team. Let's look at, okay, September 27th. They did 430 Ethereum. 430 times 4,500 equals 1.9 mil times 0.1. They roughly made 200K as a team in a day. Now they're splitting that amongst many people. But I truly don't think that he cares about buying a Devin Booker PSA 10 silver card for $600 and selling it for $1,200. He doesn't need to. I mean, what's the point? Why would you list something on eBay when you're focusing on massive Fortune 500 clients and NFT projects and planning conferences and doing content and shows all day? I just can't understand why people are like, he's pumping and dumping it. What's $1 million? What's $1,000? Or what's a Jordan rookie that he could make a grand on? I mean, not a grand, like 10 or 15K on, or a mil on. Like, that's nothing. It doesn't matter. He does it because he loves it. In the back of the studio that they film all the content in, there's been like an upper deck or a FLIR box forever for the last 5 years. Granted, I'm a huge fan. My bias is out there. But I'm just looking at what's gone on in the NFT things. In the last 90 days, they've done 16,740 Ethereum worth of sales. 16,470 times 4,500 is 74 mil times 0.1. That's 7 mil. If he wanted all the Jordan rookies, he could have them. That's looking at the money perspective. That's how I view things. He always says in his content, he started hustling baseball cards at the age of 9 in the schoolyard. So I think the guy really loves it. And you see him not even do the trash talk videos all too often. It's like a once a month thing because he just doesn't have the time for it. And he doesn't need to do it. He doesn't hold people accountable. He talks about sports cards to get people hustling, to get people out reselling, thrifting, yard sales. So that's going to be one little rant on that aspect. And the second thing is, let's talk about like the big blogs out there. Sports Card Investor, Beckett. There's tons of big YouTube channels. I wish I had a big YouTube channel, but I don't. I have 87 subscribers. A lot of these people are also fans of Gary Vee. Let's put that in perspective. There's a lot of Gary Vee / content creators out there. So a lot of these people, including myself, they're just purely documenting what they're doing. There could be some pumping and dumping, but I don't think anyone's trying to pump Freddie Freeman cards to make $100. If you look at Market Movers, Jeff and team, they're making $20-$40 on all these Market Mover subscriptions, including my own. I just don't think people are wanting or are that greedy to really just try to pump and dump certain sports cards. And you always see the disclaimers at the bottom if you're looking for them, like, hey, members on the team have already bought these or already sold these, whatever. So make sure you see that context of it. People are just purely documenting the work they're already doing and sharing it with other people. Hey, it's sports cards. We're athletes with cardboard on it. Like, look, I have this little pretty die cut of Nick Chubb and it's pink. How dumb is that? And that's what we all love. So let's just take a breather and let's stop pointing the finger and let's have some fun. Let's be kind to each other. No one's pumping and dumping. I mean, I would actually love to pump some Tyler Johnson. So yeah, let's everyone go buy my Tyler Johnson Purple Shock Prisms around my eBay store so I can make like $5. No one does that. Some people do. Vegas Dave. But anywho, thank you for listening to me. Felt really good to get that rant off the chest. Hope you have a great day. Let me know what you think. If you want to have any questions on NFTs, on sports cards, on anything, just hit me up in my Instagram DMs. We'll definitely respond to you, answer any questions you may have. Take care. Thank you so much for listening. It means a lot.